In their leader, they are now giving stress on elephant, so we should very nicely organize the higher one. What you have resolved about that?
I've already resolved.
We resolved that we would send money from the record sales to help develop the food projects there, the farm there, and the food distribution.
First of all, you deputed two or three GVCs to go there and see what is their program, how they utilize the money.
The committee was formed to examine the situation in depth and make a proposal exactly how the money would be utilized. I think the committee consisted of, who were the GVC men, Satchel?
So
the
India GBC.
Yes.
It's
the India GBC.
India GBC, they were supposed to make
a... No, Indian GBC plus other GBC. Four or five men should study.
I was talking about the agricultural program.
Right.
But this ties in.
Yeah. Not only here, but everywhere. The farm project is sound project. Mm-hmm. So, what are the
there's quite a list of resolutions. Yesterday, and today, beginning yesterday morning, we finished the last assignments of GBC men that Jagadish will continue as the education minister and that Swarup Damodar will execute his GBC duties in connection with the Bhaktivedanta Institute, Eastern Headquarters in Bombay, Western Headquarters, Washington, D.C., with Rupa Nugan.
And Boston also? No.
No. Today also, with new preaching centers, Swarup Damodar was assigned the development of Manipur.
Vaishnav state. Do you like this idea?
You like the idea?
Yes.
And we discussed the Sannyas recommendations. No one who was recommended last year for sannyas was approved this year. During the year, they did not approve well. No one is here for initiation. And for next year, no recommendations were made. Then, well, the one man. Then I was accepted as editor-in-chief of Bhakti Godhead. The details of the editorial policies that I should follow, I can take in consultation from my other GBC godbrothers. And further, in an attempt to set a uniform standard so that Bhakti Godhead is like scripture, I should function as editor for all Bhakti Godhead published in the various languages. In this, I should work in cooperation with the co-editors and BBT trustees of the various foreign language BTGs. There may be various co-editors of those magazines, but I will be responsible to keep a uniform standard. Then we made resolutions concerning the public relations. One is that each temple president will instruct the devotees that as each devotee approaches people in any way, he is acting as a public relations representative for Srila Prabhupada. At least one day a week, there must be chanting and food distribution in public performed by each temple. Balavanta, who is the Minister of Public Relations in the United States, will be the editor of a monthly newsletter to ISKCON reporting on public relations programs to be executed, including do's and do nots. Every temple will start a program of sending a monthly back to Godhead and a letter from a devotee to his parents, if his parents are at least...
Very, very good.
Then regarding the program to sell standing orders to individuals, this should be undertaken with GVC supervision. Tripurari Maharaj has volunteered to supervise a team in the U.S. and Gopal Krishna in India. The BBT, at their trustees meeting, will consider their role in printing brochures for this. A vigorous program be undertaken by the GBC in India to introduce Bengali and Hindi books to secondary schools. Gargamuni Maharaj's traveling party.
Two months. And by Janamasmi, we will have the Hindi Gita, Krishna book, and the whole first canto.
Jai.
We are very glad. That's right.
Brahmananda Swami will prepare a list of devotees he requires for Africa, and every zonal GBC will supply a good man as required. Next year, the GBC members, Brahmananda and Jai Tirtha, will report how the manpower is being engaged. The GBC will encourage serious devotees in their zone to go to India and will allow those to go who actually want to go. Devotees to India. Resolve Grihasthas not be discouraged to work at jobs or develop their own business with their own means.
That's right.
All temples will be encouraged by the GBC to undertake vigorous life membership programs with the Indians. In America, this program should be standardized in all respects using the present forms developed in New York and New Brindavan. The program in USA will be overlooked by Adi Keshava Maharaj. Resolve, a committee be formed of Saurabh, Tamal Krishna, Ramaswar, Acharya Rishi, Jayapataka, Gopal Krishna, and Guru Kripa to research and give a report on all aspects of the Mayapur projected construction, including its material feasibility, cash flow requirements. They will report their research to Srila Prabhupada.
One very big pandit is coming. He'll help us about the Sanskrit language, how to form this.
One big pundit has been contacting and very surrendered to Prabhupada. He wants to help Prabhupada and our movement to understand the meaning of the Shastras in regard to the layout of the universe so that the planetary systems can be done in our planetary.
This planetary system is rotating from east to west, and it is hanging like the chandelier taking shelter of the pole star. Actually, can see every night. Now, where is the situation of his planet, where is sun, where is moon? And that he has prasad.
Right. When is coming to the
program?
When is coming?
I've asked him to come in this ceremony.
Resolve, devotees preaching to raise funds for Mayapur must make a uniform presentation. A brochure should be prepared by the BBT. The preaching for Mayapur should not be done differently by different persons in different parts of the world, and a brochure should be prepared. for this preaching. Any GBC who wants a BBT loan...
That's specifically for fundraising.
Yes, preaching for fundraising for mine. Then, any GBC member who wants a BBT loan will submit it to Rameswar Maharaj, but it will be held in abeyance until the Mayapur financing is decided in regard to the BBT commitment to Mayapur. Resolve, Pancha Javita Swami will organize how to distribute prasadam to all visiting pilgrims on Gaur Purnima Day.
How many are you arranging?
How many are you arranging for?
100,000.
1 lakh.
1 lakh.
Very good.
What will it consist
of? Gaur, and what we calculated that we would need.
Ask everyone visiting, please take prasadam.
20. Each person will get 20 grams of gore and peanuts in the hand. Preparation of like knuckle donut. Something like knuckle donut in the hand.
Knuckle donut? Not khichdi.
There's peanuts coated with gore. Gore is cooked in the peanuts.
Srila Prabhupada, what kind of prasadam would you
suggest?
Khichdi.
For khichdi, it would be difficult to feed one lakh of people.
We could do both.
Prabhupada suggested when I asked him about this, he said,
give them some trust. Food. Mm. What is this?
Prabhupada wants him to be properly fed.
All right. I installed it. We're doing it for everyone.
Srila Prabhupada suggested khichdi.
Make one khichdi, one okatuman.
Vegetable.
Eggplant. Melicham, nanoman, tomato eggplant. Tomato.
Yeah, tomato. Chutney?
Chutney.
Tomato chutney.
It's very good.
Potato eggplant?
If possible, little paraman.
Little?
Paraman. Sweet rice.
So, for this tomorrow we are...
Some people are very much happy.
Another resolution. The subcommittee be formed of the three GBCs for India as an ISKCON food relief committee. They will make a proposal on how food program will be conducted.
That Prabhupada said should have the Indian GBC and two others. He just said previously it should be five members. Yeah, but this is in relation to that.
GBC men wishing to send men to preach in Atreya Rishi's Mideast zone should first consult with him. The GBC men must be responsible and implement in their zone Srila Prabhupada's maintenance fund. There was some neglect.
No, I did not make two jabat.
This is a special fund, Prabhupada, for paying for any travel, plane fare for the whole group that travels with you.
Lovely.
Resolved, all properties purchased, even those personally transacted by GBC members, should be cleared through the property committee. The property committee will add Rameswar Maharaj along with Jai Tirtha for the U.S.
We were already on it. Both of us were on it.
Will he hear it?
What about an Indian traveler once?
Tamal Krishna is already a member of the property committee. He'll be in India as Prabhupada said.
Should anyone else be added in India? Should anyone else be added in India?
Property committee means GBC and Tamal Krishna. Four?
Yeah.
Or what else?
No, that will be good. But Prabhupada, I think that also if Tamal Krishna can help supervise perhaps the spending of the money that we send for construction as part of property committee duties. At least he could check, because he's also a BBT trustee, how it's being spent by Sora.
Yeah. Should be checked, that's right.
You made a resolution regarding improvement for our GBC meeting that next year all the agenda topics should be submitted by the GBC men to the three GBC officers 30 days previous to the annual meeting. After analyzing the proposals, the officers will present a number of topics to different committees who will present them at the meeting.
The purpose of that was to try to discuss things more before the meeting, so the meeting can be done more quickly and efficiently.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Then starting with today.
Subject matter. This is called subject matter committee.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Subject committee. Subject.
Then today there was some new selection of assignments. One, that Jaya Pataka Maharaj be made acting GBC along with Guru Kripa Maharaj, both be co-GBC managers of Bengal and Orissa, and Gargamuni Maharaj be GBC of the traveling party going to colleges and libraries for sales in India and Asia and the Mideast. Gargamuni should first go to countries around Iran and evaluate his work will be evaluated, and if done nicely, then he can enter Iran also.
Well, I have to go to Iran in order to sell the vehicles. Where am I supposed to go? That's a stupid proposal. I wasn't here for that.
We can discuss that.
But the general assignments, I believe, is that Iran.
Yes, we're going to have to go.
We have got very good encouragement from Budapest. You have read that letter. Mm-hmm. That means there is very good potency of our Mumbai being accepted as a communist people. This leaves them.
Yes, sir. Do you like this clown children?
Yes. Perfect. We have brought it in a sling.
Jai
Prabhupada.
Shall I be on?
Yes.
We've made resolutions regarding book distribution techniques. Any illegal techniques for book distribution that is illegal according to law should be banned, including, and then a comprehensive list will follow, mainly supplied by Rameswar Maharaj. They will include some things like outright illegal techniques.
Real point is, if we can introduce book, there is nothing illegal. Everything is legal. Now, to save us from so-called legal complications, we just do that. Otherwise, there is nothing illegal that we do.
That was our conclusion, Prabhupada, that there were just a few practices.
But we have to take care of the public. Yeah.
Things like, well, some of them mentioned were to imitate a deaf and dumb man, and ask for charity, imitating that.
That's not bad.
Come say that's not bad.
Some boys were arrested for that. They will arrest you in the United States if they catch it. They've done that.
That is considered fraud.
That's only banned, though.
But the points that we are proposing to ban will not decrease book distribution. So they can be eliminated and book distribution will not be decreased.
Yes. the real legal thing is somewhere or other it will be. Therefore, it will be beneficial to the wrong life, the wrong time. Let us see, is it?
Reading blessings?
We are very happy to see that by your divine mercy the whole world is flooded with Krishna consciousness. Just by printing and distributing your books, the whole world will change. We can see the tremendous effect that your books already caused in the communist countries of Eastern Europe. The people are mad after your books. Many of them can see that this is the only solution to get out from the miseries that are caused by the materialistic way of life and communism. Please let me quote from a recent letter sent by a boy in Hungary. The boy's name is
Yeri Peter.
Quote, according to the advices now, I am chanting daily on beads I made at home. I also have purchased the Bhagavad Gita as it is, although I can only speak Hungarian. Now, I do not give any more importance for the evidences from chemistry, physics, mathematics, etc. Rather, I appreciate A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada much more than any scientist or philosopher. There may have been others also in the past who were pure, but to my person, Srila Prabhupada is the nearest and dearest. I feel the importance of living in the association of devotees and of accepting the Guru. However, at the present, there is no temple here, so I neither can associate with devotees nor can I be accepted.
So it is not possible to start a temple there. Who is taking care of that side?
It's very difficult.
No, don't take much of this, but there is custom.
And we have a very secret preaching center.
That's how we do kwasa. So that everything may not be capsized. It has to kwasa. Dajja tattat karma nivartana. Patience.
This unfortunate situation must be due to my past sinful lives. I have already accepted Srila Prabhupada as my spiritual master, so I desire that the time...
Encourage him to start. We can help.
Actually, Srila Prabhupada, this is not the best man.
For the time, he's the best man. He's willing to give you service. You should be encouraged. It's hard to hear.
He says, so I have desire that the time will come when Prabhupada will accept me and I may have the fortune to be taught by him and have the association of the devotees.
Very good. So take this path as important for future activities. Try to encourage him and train him. He'll be good help.
More resolutions about book distribution. The temple president, in order to control the techniques of book distribution, whether they are going against our resolution not to use illegal techniques, the president should go out on a monthly basis and observe their own book distributors, how they distribute books in the field. And also the GBC man should go out in each of his temples in his zone at least once during the year to see how the men are distributing books.
And if a temple continues some illegal technique for book distribution, the BBT trustees are responsible to do the needful to rectify it.
What is that?
We have made one resolution that certain techniques should not be done. They are too dangerous for arrest. So if a temple persists in doing those illegal techniques, then the BBT will...
rectify.
Yes. Also, for book distribution techniques, the use of the Santa Claus uniform and other theatrical costumes is banned, not to be done.
Is that any legal or this?
No.
Why?
They're legal.
Huh?
There was a great deal of negative publicity.
They're legal.
The reason it was decided is that even though it is legal in America, in foreign countries there is bad reaction. The Americans do not mind as much as the foreign countries. So we are concerned for the international image of our movement.
It was published in practically every newspaper in the world, a picture of Santa Claus being arrested by a policeman in America. We got a lot of questions. Also, the President of the United States questioned why he put Santa Claus out.
We felt that it would not seriously decrease the book distribution if we stopped this.
Oh, yeah. That is not.
That's the real...
That's key. The only factor.
That's the key factor.
A legal committee of Balavanta Hari Keshava and Ramaswar will investigate whether certain techniques are legal or illegal according to the laws. Then one of the popular means to distribute books is by women's party. A party of women will travel under the care of a man devotee. But in taking care of the women, we have noted that some of these parties have been preaching a false philosophy of the relationship of the man who's taking care of the women. And that philosophy is that the Sankirtan leader is the eternal husband and protector of the women in the party. We want that this philosophy should be rejected. If a man is taking care of a number of women in a Sankirtan party, he should be regarded as the son as well as the representative of these spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, and not the husband of these women.
Husband, why does not marry them?
Well, sometimes there may be as many as 20 women in the party.
They would like to.
We have no objection if one marries more than one. That I understand. A law does not allow. Do we need to?
Then, preaching centers. Preaching centers in the U.S. can be opened by approval at the yearly meeting of the GBC or during the year with consultation of three GBC members. But when the zonal GBC wants to open a permanent center in a city where there is a temporary center opened by a party like Radha Damodar Party, then the jurisdiction of the temporary party would be turned over by Radha Damodar to the GBC whose zone it is in.
Provided that it is approved by the GBC at the annual meeting.
Right. And then we have a list of the different centers to be opened around the world, the different preaching centers next year.
very remarkable.
Shall I read these, Prabhupada? Different GBCs have submitted.
How many? Let's
see. There's about six or seven more.
So you have to see them all.
That's your role.
I know.
That's that stuff that Navayogendra Maharaj brought from Bombay.
India goes. Does it make any difference for us?
Yes.
Srila Prabhupada. We're about to read the preaching centers that were proposed by the different GBC members to be opened during the year. The GBC permission was given to the following GBC secretaries to open the following preaching centers in the next year. In the U.S., Balavanta Das, to open centers, permission for Knoxville, Tennessee, Columbia, South Carolina, Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and he has already opened a preaching center in Charlotte, North Carolina. And wants to open another one in Nashville, Tennessee. Then the zone of Tamal Krishna Das Goswami and Adi Keshava Maharaj for the Radha Damodar parties. The following preaching centers were just opened and are now approved under the provisions and conditions as stated in the general resolution for preaching centers in another's GBC zone. Cincinnati, Ohio, Lexington, Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky, Indianapolis, Indiana, Lafayette, Indiana, Terre Haute, Indiana, Kansas City, Durham, North Carolina, Richmond, Virginia, Memphis, Tennessee, Oklahoma City, El Paso, Texas, Madison, Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Peoria, Illinois, and Carbondale, Illinois.
Every town and village.
The following centers are opened out of New York Temple. New Haven, Connecticut, Long Island, New York, New Brunswick, New Jersey, St. Thomas.
These are open?
No. These are yes, open. These are open. Already.
We opened these centers in the previous year, Shilpa, putting it's Guru Gauranga worship, not deity, Panchatattva worship.
And in the Virgin Islands, two cities, St. Thomas and Aruba. And then for the coming year, permission given for opening centers in Phoenix and Albany. I was given permission for opening preaching center in San Francisco and in Killeen, Texas. Kirtanananda Maharaj already has opened and approved center in Bloomington, Indiana and Columbus, Ohio, and in the coming year can open in Morgantown, West Virginia, Dayton, and Toledo, Ohio. Ramaswar Maharaj has already established preaching centers in Las Vegas and Salt Lake City, Utah. Permission given for opening preaching center in San Antonio, Texas, Omaha, Nebraska, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Las Vegas is a dangerous place.
It is now dangerous for the conditioned soul because we are passing out your books there. It's become dangerous for the demons. They will lose their demoniac nature by this book distribution.
That is the center of the gambling in America. Gambling and prostitution.
Gambling, prostitution, intoxication.
The whole city is managed by criminals. But they have given us permission. They have given us permission to sell books in the airport.
Then, also, Ramaswar permission to open us in the summer to cover these national parks, Yosemite, Yellowstone, and Mount Rushmore. In South America, Pancha Devita Swami permission in the next year to open Monterrey, Mexico, Guatemala, and Panama. Medellin, oh, this is yours. Medellin, Colombia. Vidyananda Das Goswami permission for a few cities in Brazil, Bolivia, and Valencia, Venezuela. In Europe, Bhagavan Das given permission to open centers in Barcelona, Spain, Lisbon, Portugal, Milan, Italy, and Harikesh Swami has already started centers in Berlin, Zurich, Helsinki, Hamburg, and Rockshaw. Permission given for Norway, Vienna, and Copenhagen for the next year. Brahmananda Maharaj has been given permission to turn the following preaching centers into temples with deities, Mombasa and Mauritius, and permission for a new center in Lagos.
Nigeria?
Preaching center in Nigeria. Religious African countries.
Bali Mardana has been given permission to move the Adelaide center to the Australia farm. Atreya Rishi, permission to open centers in Karachi and Istanbul. Jai Pataka Maharaj, permission to open Panihati and Dhaka. And Hansaduta Maharaj in South India, Bangalore, Madras, Kodaikanal, Colombo in Ceylon, and Kathmandu, Nepal, and Goa. In the U.S., all that territory where there are no temples was assigned into geographic zones so that all territory in the Canada and the United States fits into the zone of one GBC or another.
Srila Prabhupada, I'd just like to point out to your divine grace that preaching center means no deities. It just means panchatattva worship.
Yes.
And if we find that there's good...
the devotees.
Yes, and if there's good reaction from the people in the city, then later on we can propose to install deities. Mm-hmm.
Then we switched on to other topics. There was a resolution that there will be no marriages of girls until they are 16 years old. Not before.
What about the schools? That's for America?
Yeah,
no.
In America. The next resolution is that each GBC member is advised to take a turn as Srila Prabhupada's secretary, and they should approach Tamal Krishna Maharaj for that assignment. Then, another resolution, all devotees are expected to shave their heads once a month. If there is a necessity to keep hair, it shall not be longer than it would grow in 1 month. Next resolution, individual GBC members are responsible for their presidents signing the oaths of allegiance to ISKCON and Srila Prabhupada.
Can I say one thing? I think we should say that to Srila Prabhupada, that this resolution regarding the women was also to establish schools for them, to protect them from local laws, to establish schools where they could learn domestic arts.
That's true.
It was passed.
Resolved. Tushta Krishna's group in New Zealand and Siddha Sarupananda Swami in Hawaii should pay the same price for BBT books as the temples in the ISKCON, not less as they are paying now. It is well known that these groups preach actively against ISKCON. In response, although we should point out their philosophic defects, we should not directly confront them, but remain aloof from
fighting. In other words, no fighting with them.
Yeah, to give them chance, they're chanting. Somewhere or other, keep them alive.
Resolution. An International Life Membership Committee is formed, headed by Ramananda Swami and Jai Tirtha, Gopal Krishna, and Adi Keshava Swami. Each GBC man is responsible to try to recover devotees, looped devotees in his zone. That means fallen devotees. Say if Pushta Krishna has left, then wherever he's living in the world, that GBC man of that area should try to contact him or Madhuvisa, like that. They're responsible for them, trying to recover them. Resolve. A committee to be formed to discuss the improvements in the Mayapur festival and set programs. Advisory committee of Jayapataka Swami, Ramaswara Maharaj, Bhavananda Swami, Gopal Krishna, Mahendra, and Balabhanta. This is an advisory committee which will plan for an action committee.
Could you repeat the name?
Jayapataka Swami, Ramaswara Swami, Bhavananda Swami, Gopal Krishna, Mahendra, and Balabhanta.
This for the festival?
Yes.
Could I be it? Is that all right? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to be added to that committee to help with the that's all right.
Next point. Next year at the Mayapur Festival, separate but equal facilities will be arranged for the women. It was felt that they weren't equal this year, that perhaps next year the new building could be divided in half, that they could have the same type of facility but kept separate.
That's right. Now you have an uplift.
There's supposed to be a new building.
Mm-hmm. And a resolution about restaurants, that they may be the restaurants may be named either Hare Krishna restaurant or Govinda's restaurant. Then we pass the resolution about attendance at the temple functions. All GBC members and temple presidents are responsible to see that all devotees in their zone attend the morning and evening program, except when there is alternate bona fide preaching in the evening, like if there's some book distribution in the evening. Otherwise, everyone must go morning and evening. So today, presidents had their meeting, and they went over all our resolutions. This year, it went very smoothly. They finished their whole meeting in couple of hours.
Who was the president?
The president of the meeting was Giri Raj. And they made some amendments to our proposals. I don't think I have to read all of them. Some of them are just minor adjustments, but some of them were... one was... we read the other night that we would not do the Santa Claus dress anymore for Sankirtan, but they changed that at their meeting. They felt that the publicity was not actually so detrimental around the world, and that the advantage for book distribution and collecting was very great. So they said, do it. And then we had our final meeting this afternoon, the GBC, to review their meeting, and we agreed this time with them. But we put an amendment on it that they could dress in Santa Claus or other costumes only after getting permission from the local authorities by permit to do that, so that it wouldn't be illegal.
That's nice.
Many of these other points are very minor.
That's
also the committee that you requested was formed for investigating the Hyderabad bomb of the three Indian GBCs, Balavanta and Vidyananda Maharaj, to go after the festival. So are these resolutions in order, Srila Prabhupada? These resolutions that we passed?
Yes, they are.
Srila Prabhupada, we were wondering that one time when you were ill in Vrindavan, you requested that the devotees in our temples around the world could chant kirtan all the time, 24 hours, till you recovered your health. So the GBC was wondering whether we could request again for that.
Yes. This is the real language for any disease. Very good.
My mother left this morning and she wrote a letter to you. I'd like you to read it. Srila Prabhupada, I am sorry to hear of your illness. Jaya Pataka tells me swift changes in temperature caused many illnesses in Mayapur. A place so beautiful must have its thorns. May your recovery be soon. It was auspicious for me to have met you. Not having seen my son for so long, finding him in the midst of God's blessings at ISKCON with a spiritual master of such great repute was humbling in its magnitude. Perhaps in some small measure, I can help parents understand what their children are into and weaken their weapons. This visit will be shared with others. It was propitiously enjoyable. As far as fundraising, there is a seminar on new methods I am trying to get to, but Krishna seems to be pulling me back. Perhaps tomorrow I will be able to go to Calcutta and Delhi. I will be corresponding regularly with Jaya Pataka. In a few months I plan to move to California. You have taken good care of my son. You have brainwashed the cobwebs of materialism and elevated his soul. Your goodness radiates to all who meet you. May God bless your body with good health. Hare Krishna, Jaya Pataka's Ma.
Hare Krishna.
Jaya Krishna.
To the Prabhupada, I talked to Pancharadra, and he told me that they ordered everything to prepare khichdi, vegetable, sweet rice, and tomato chutney for tomorrow. And also for the day after, they'll be serving something. And everybody who comes will be getting, in addition to prasad distribution, some prasadam in the temple also.
That's right.
Jai Shri Prabhupada.
Jai Shri Prabhupada.